folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and this is Financial Survival, and I am going to be filling for Melody today. She's stuck on the road, running late from a trip she had to make, and so she won't be here today. But she said she would join me for the last couple segments on Wednesday, so I'm sorry about that, folks. I'm sure you miss her being here, and I do, too. I really do. Melody's a good lady to work with. We have a lot of fun together and cover a lot of news, so, but she is somewhere on the road through Pennsylvania, trying to get back to her home. So that's what happened to Melody. She's doing fine. Again, this is Financial Survival. It is June 2022. And as usual, a lot of things happen all over the world. Did you ever feel like getting kind of dizzy watching everything? Just like it's overwhelming sometimes to see all this and all that's happening and all of a sudden all the mass shootings and everybody screaming for gun control. It's always amazing to me that when the people that are in power that want gun control, mass shootings happen. Is that a coincidence? I don't think so. I really don't, but that's beside the point. That isn't our topic today at all. I'm going to discuss this tomorrow on my radio show about the issues of about arming ourselves, and it is not a constitutional right. It's a duty from God to arm ourselves. And tomorrow night, I'll discuss that in detail. If you want to join me at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, you can do so. But anyway, back to what's happening here in this country. The gold, the metals are just having a tough time, folks, is all I can say. They really are. Gold was down 10.04 to 18.41.90. Silver's down 17 cents, 22.09. Boy, now is the time to buy silver, especially if you can get it. Now is the time to get it. Platinum was up 17.50 to 10.33.50. Palladium again was down 12, 1,016.40. This went down significantly over the last few months, but I promise you, folks, it's an opportunity to buy. Do not be discouraged because the prices are down. Believe me, when they go up, they're going to go up. Buy now when you can. I really wish I had extra funds to put into something, even silver. Silver, even though the premiums are still kind of high, they're down some now. Now's the time to buy it because when it starts turning around again, there's going to be a come a time when they really can't stop it. So understand, it's going to be something to look into right away before it's too late while the prices are down. The market's almost flat today here in the country. The Dow was up 5.09 to 32.904. The NASDAQ was up 34.34 to 12.47. And the S&P was up 11.03 to 41.19. So not much difference in that. Not a lot of difference at all in that. The markets overseas are all positive. Not hugely, but well, Hong Kong was up a significant amount, but Japan was up 0.56%, 155.18 to 27.915. Hong Kong, pretty good increase, 587.28 to 21.653. London was up 1%, 76.02 to 76.08.22. Germany was up 1.34%, 196.32 to 14.653. So the markets, but for overall, pretty much flat, except for Hong Kong. It had a significant increase there. It truly did. 10-year yield, 3.04%. That's up 0.08%. And as usual, oil is up again to 118.26. And here in West Virginia, some of the cities in our state finally broke $5 oil. Well, let's take it back. It's $4.99. We had Bible study this past weekend. We always have church in Huttonsville, West Virginia. Here in our area, it's $4.65.9, and Huttonsville is $4.99.9. So it's $5 a gallon in some places already in West Virginia. More than that in Pennsylvania, and less than the southern states. So it's going to keep going. I was a little bit off. I said we make $5 a gallon on average nationwide by July. Looks like we're going to hit a little bit early. So I was a little bit off on that. But we're going to go to $6 a gallon sometime probably next month in the 1st of August, at least that much. I know the diesel, a lot of places in California, diesel is almost $10, $9.29, $9.30, something in that area. That's why they're putting other digits on pumps so they can go up above $10. Now, folks, this is a real happening. It isn't funny, it's happening. USDX was up 0.25% to 102.39. not too awful bad. That was an increase. I guess that's pretty good. But I'll make a few comments before we even get into the news. I move around quite a bit, and I've been doing radio for almost 30 years, 30 years this March. Been doing all different kinds of headlines and news in my program, and plus on Melody, but also at Bible studies. I take current events, and folks, I can take the New Testament and Old Testament and take current events happening today and show you what's prophesied in the Bible. I guess you call that a New Testament prophet. I don't prophesy the future. I don't set dates. I don't know. But I can take current events and show you in the Bible where the prophecy is being fulfilled. And we're seeing so many things happen now that are so close to winding up to being just exactly as prophesied for America, for the whole world. But I really can't. I warn the world, because we have people listening all over the country, all over the world listening to this my program, and Melody's too. We warn them. But I live here in the United States of America, is where I live. And I have grandchildren and a great-grandson here, and I kind of am careful about their futures and what I see happening. This is not a good time. If you do not have to, this is not a good time to be going in debt. But I'm not trying to scare you. I'm not trying to do anything except tell you the truth. This is not N-O-T. A good time to be going in debt. Envy if you make payments on something that you can easily afford right now. I would think in a few months you're not going to be able to afford those easy payments. And I remember years ago, maybe they still do or not, but they talk about the easy payment plan. I have never made an easy payment. They all cost money and I got to work for it. I never did suck off welfare. I worked for what I've had by the grace of God. I was taught that by my daddy and by the scriptures. But nonetheless, I've told my son this today. I was just talking to him a few hours ago. Do not go in debt if you don't have to. If you're out of debt, for goodness sake, stay out of debt. If you're not out of debt, do what you can prepare, because it's going to get really, really tough in the very near future. I really pray that I'm wrong on this, and God gives this whole world, but especially America, a reprieve. But I don't see it happening. I really don't. As we go along and things get harder and tighter, we get more controlled by our own so-called government. And right now they want to ban, I'm sure they want to ban AR-15s. Oh, there's a mini assault weapons. You know, I don't want to get in on this, on Melody's program, but Biden said something that, but deer don't wear Kevlar, so you don't need an AR-15. I'm going to tell you what. Now, I'm saying this politely. The people who say those things are dumber than rocks. That's about as polite as I can get. The Second Amendment is not about hunting at all. The Second Amendment was to see that the citizens were armed equal to the military, on the small arms, equally able to arm themselves. It's about being a necessity to a free state, not for hunting. So don't buy that. Well, you don't need more than 5 rounds, 3 rounds to go hunting. It ain't about hunting, folks. Name a little bit. But let's move on. I get carried away on that. I'll share it tomorrow night on my program on that tomorrow night. This is a different country, different topic right now from financial situations, but it is financial. It's more control. It's a mark of the beast technology in our lifetime. And believe me, folks, it's already happened in this country. And this is entitled Norway to Track All Supermarket Purchases. And I'm going to say this, and most people have them. If you have grocery cards, discount cards, you're being tracked and traced what you're buying right now also. But soon, all the world, especially in the Western countries like America and other places, you're going to have a lot of control over you before you can buy groceries. And who knows what that could lead to if you don't toe the line, so to speak. Statistics Norway wants to receive several million daily receipts from food stores, signaling a new era in state data collection. Privacy advocates and the supermarkets themselves are unhappy. People living in Norway are used to big government, but the latest news coming out of Oslo is a surprising new step down the road of data collection that not everyone is happy with. Statistics Norway, or SSB, is a state-owned entity responsible for collecting, producing, and communicating statistics related to the economy, population, and society at national, regional, and local levels. Because everything about an individual living in Norway is linked to their fødsel number, that means birth number, SSB already knows where you live, what you earn, and what's on your criminal record. However, according to a report, NRK, they now want to know where you shop and what you buy. SSB has ordered Norway major supermarket chains Norgesgruppen, Coop, Bunnpris, and Rema 1000 to share all the receipt data with the agency. Let me repeat that. Share all the receipt data with the agency. Nets, the payment processor that is responsible for 80% of transactions, will also need to provide data. A link between a payment transaction made with a debit card and a grocery receipt enables SSB to link a payment transaction and receipt for more than 70% of grocery purchases. Such a collection will signal a new era for SSB, as the agency now seeks to collect data from private companies and not just public registers. Given the rise in identity theft in Norway, it's no surprise that some people have concerns with the move for increased data collection. No duh. Folks, I don't know if you can see this or not coming down the road, but I shared with you last week, and I shared this in the church this past weekend, that soon grocery stores are going to require digital payments. Grocery stores in the U.S. and around the world, probably true, too, are going to require digital payments. Have you ever stopped? As I've mentioned, maybe I don't mention Melly's program, not my program. Friday before last, we were hacked. We got hit. They drained our personal accounts and our ministry account. There wasn't a whole lot in the personal account to worry about. Ministry account, it hurt a little bit. The bank has since put the money back in temporarily to find out what happened. But nonetheless, the more information you have out on the net, in the cloud, the more likely it is that you're going to be hacked. You're going to be bugged, so to speak, and broken into, and they're going to take information from you that you don't want to share. I asked somebody one time a while back, I said, has it ever occurred to you that before you had to carry ID, no one could steal your ID? Let that sink in. Before you had to have ID to survive, no one could steal your ID. Folks, I know growing up that people knew me. But my name was not plastered all over the internet. There wasn't internet back then. There wasn't any way to do that. There was so much more privacy then. It's about all gone. Let's move on. Lumber prices are falling. Could prices in the housing market follow? Lumber prices are lower, but there's still a lack of it that continues to add the U.S. to housing shortage. The U.S. housing shortage. Will the White House bring some relief? Quit looking to the White House or the State House or the courthouse to give relief. It's none of their business. Let private enterprise work. Anyway, back to the... I only started on that. Lumber prices and supply have taken investors, contractors, and consumers for a ride since 2020. Erratic inventory and construction labor shortages combined with Canadian lumber tariff have spiked lumber prices as the nation's appetite for new housing remains high. Lumber is crucial as 9 out of 10 new single-family homes built in the U.S. are wood-framed, said the National Association of Home Builders, a Washington, D.C.-based trade group. Experts also wonder if there will be enough lumber supply to meet demand or whether can Americans afford it. We can expect first-generation home buyers who don't have the equity built from another home and renters, particularly in dense markets, to be priced out, NAHB Chief Economist Robert Dietz said. Where do people go? Is there a shortage of lumber? Yes, there's a lumber shortage in the U.S., which relies heavily on Canadian imports, and said Dietz. And I don't know exactly why we rely so heavy on Canada. I know most 2x4s and most 2x6s and all the timber, most of it made out of pine today. Well, we have a lot of pine in this country also. I don't know why we have to rely on other places. I don't know. And poplar is a very good lumber for building things. It's light, and it's in my mind, it's better than pine. We have lots of that. So I don't know if we have to depend on other countries to supply our lumber needs. I just don't understand that. But I'm not the one in business. I don't know what that even means. I know here in West Virginia, we are heavily forested, and yes, they do root the forest. But it's just amazing that we're with shipped timber in from other countries. Oil tops $120 a barrel on Saudi pricing despite OPEC plus OPEC deal. Oil tops $120 a barrel on Saudi pricing. Oil prices topped $120 a barrel in choppy trade on Monday, buoyed by Saudi Arabia raising its July crude prices, but amid doubts that a higher output target for OPEC oil producers would ease tight supply. Brent crude is up 64 cents, or 0.5%, to $120.36 a barrel at $13.39 GMT after touching an intraday high at $121.95. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude futures rose 63 cents, or 0.5, to $119.50 a barrel, after hitting a three-month high of $120.99. Saudi Arabia raised the July official selling price for its flagship Arab light crude to Asia by $2.10 from June to $6.50 premium, from $2.10, folks, to $6.50. The highest price since May, when prices hit all-time high due to worries of disruption supplies from Russia. The price increase followed a decision last week by the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries and allies together called OPEC to boost output for July and August by 648,000 barrels per day, or 50% more than previously planned. Wow. I don't know where this is going to end. I don't know. I mean, I don't know when it's going to end or if it's going to end for any time in the very near future, or if ever. I know the part of the plan is to force us into electric cars, but folks, I keep wondering, I've said this many, many times, how can we charge electric cars when we can't even run the power grid now? When power grids are shutting down because people run the air conditioners and are heating in the winter, how are they going to try to charge millions, I'm talking about 45, 50, 60 million electric cars? How are they going to do it? They're not, but that's part of the plan, isn't it? That is part of the plan. They want people off the road on bicycles or public transportation. They've been saying that for years. That's going to happen. They want to reduce our carbon footprint. And they're going to get you off the highway, folks, any way they can. Again, I say, don't go in debt, because things will get really tough in the future. If you have a car that runs and it runs okay, run it. I mentioned the engine blew up mine about a month ago. I had to buy a new engine, which was not cheap, about $4,000. But the engine comes with a 3-year unlimited mile warranty with it. So I can drive that car almost like a new car. Why would I want to trade? Back at the break, folks. I'm going to talk about it. Don't y'all go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Hey folks, we're back, and this is Pastor Butch Paul. Melody had to, she got stuck. Got late, a late start from where she's supposed to be out of early this morning. They didn't get done with their business until later in the day, so she's staying with her cousin tonight. She'll be in with me Wednesday. So I guess she'll be back tomorrow, of course, the day. And so I'll be fine, but I'm doing the best I can. You need, do call Melody, folks. Silver, gold too. But right now, in my personal opinion, I'd like to buy some more silver for different reasons, because this is with and it's recognizable money. But anyway, you can call her at 800-375-4188. My 800-375-4188. Give Melody a call. Talk to her about some precious metals while you can. And folks, stock on food while you can. I'm telling you, by fall, you're going to wish you had it if you don't do it now. I'm serious. This next article comes out of PJ Media by Stacy Lennox. Get ready for $1 per egg. USDA forecast predicts highest food inflation since 1980, and I know that's we're exceeding that now. The topic of inflation is in the news nearly every day and is now the top concern among voters in most polls. Things are likely to get even worse. Most Americans are familiar with the items Consumer Price Index, CPI. This metric is based on changes for all consumer goods and services. However, the U.S. Department of Agriculture Economic Research Service measures that changes were to retail food prices only. The agency's main food price outlook should add to voter concerns. While all the items of CPI for April was 8.3%, food alone increased 9.4%, according to the USDA. Now, folks, round it off to, let's say, 10%, not that far off. How many months in the future will that be before you can't afford to buy food, if it goes at that pace? Food consumed at home also increased more than the price of food away from home. Grocery store and supermarket purchase rose 10.8% over year in April. The USDA's forecast for May predicts the cost of food will increase again and significantly by fall. Issues beyond the control of the administration are compounding the problems it has caused. For example, highly pathogenic avian flu has affected approximately 38 million chickens. The price of eggs increased 10.3% in April. The USDA predicts an increase of 19.5% and 20.5% year over year from 2022. That would mean a dollar an egg. Poultry price will rise as much as 9.5%. Fish and seafood are rising rapidly, too. The price in April were 11.9% over the same month in April of 2021. Dairy consumption is up and prices rose a trend of 2.4% increase in April alone. Predictions for both categories were revised upward 7.7 to 8% for 2022. Other proteins are getting more expensive too. So, I mean, folks, I'm just, the egg. $12 for a dozen eggs. That's a dollar an egg. Now, I'm sure you can buy a smaller egg maybe. I don't know. I just don't know. But I'm just saying a dollar an egg. That's not me saying that. This is USDA saying this. The USDA predicts an increase between 19.5% and 25% year over year. That could mean a dollar an egg. Maybe that isn't. Not concerning a lot of people when people say, well, it can't happen. I don't know why we think it can't happen, because it is happening. I know we in this country have never had a situation where we couldn't get food in the store, and most of us never had a situation where we couldn't afford to buy something. But it's coming to a point, I do believe, that the average individual, then we'll say the medium income families, are going to have a hard time buying essentials, especially if they aren't there, but the prices go up through the roof. Well, if they are, then you can't afford them. Inflation prompts White House to cut tariffs. With inflation strangling the economy and Joe Biden's approval rating scrapping along at a sub-Trump 41%, the White House is under increasing pressure to take conspicuous action against inflation soon. According to Pew Research, Americans consider price inflation the biggest problem facing the country by far, with 93% saying it's a very big or moderately big problem. Meanwhile, just 20% of voters approve of Joe Biden's handling of the issue. Against that grim political backdrop, in Sunday's appearance on CNN's State of the Union, Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo said the White House is considering tariff cuts. The president has asked us on the team to analyze the potential for tariff reductions, and so we're in the process of doing that for him, and we will have to make that decision. I will say it depends on what we're talking about, on what kinds of products. So for example, steel and aluminum, we decided to keep some of those tariffs because we need to protect American workers. We need to protect our steel industry. It's a matter of national security. Folks, we have very little steel industry left. There are other products, household goods, bicycles, it may make sense, and I know the president is looking at that. So cutting tariffs, okay, they'll lower prices on imports perhaps. But I wonder, is it impossible to start making some of these things here again? Can we make our own household goods again? Is it possible for Americans to ever make a kitchen table, a wash machine, or a dishwasher, or a refrigerator? I know we don't do it now. I know it's all shipped in from overseas or down south. But is it possible that someone in this country, somebody a lot more intelligent than me, could start a business back in machine up to make equipment, to make our own things again? I don't know. Would the price be way too high to do that? These are questions I ask myself. I don't know. But I would feel much more secure if we had our own production center in the country, but we don't. I don't think it's a good return either. You know, Melly and I discussed over the last couple of years or so, the robot industry taking over in jobs that people have been generally doing themselves. I don't know how it is where you are, but we're still looking for, still a shortage of workers in our area. People have still help on the signs up everywhere, especially fast food and restaurants. And again, I know that isn't the best paying job in the world, but if you need a job, it's better than nothing. I guess, unless you're drawing unemployment, or unless you're drawing welfare, maybe not. Anyway, the great robo placement. Workforce robot orders jump 40% in first quarter. As we come out of the COVID-19 pandemic, which is more like a controlled demolition of small businesses, followed by a mismanaged taxpayer-funded cocaine binge that dropped vicious inflation on our laps, more and more industries are turning to robots as they struggle to hire enough workers to fill mounting orders. According to the Wall Street Journal, orders for the workforce robots increased by 40% during the first quarter of 2022 versus the same period in 2021. According to the Association for Advancing Automation, the explosive growth follows a 22% increase year-to-year in 2021 after years of stagnant growth, according to the group. Before you could throw people at their problem instead of finding a more elegant solution, said Joe Montanto, Chief Executive Officer of Delphon Industries, LLC, a maker of packaging for semiconductors, medical devices, and aerospace components. Montano told the Journal that Hayward, California-based Delphon, lost 40% of its production days in January after COVID-19 worked its way through their workforce. So they bought three additional robots to fill the gap. The company began leasing robots around 4 years ago, which has since grown to 10 robots, four of which work side-by-side with employees. According to Montano, two robots reduce a three-person printing crew to one, saving $16,000 per month in expenses. It won't be long. The people who don't want to work couldn't find a job if they wanted to. Robots took their place. $16,000 a month, folks. is nothing to sneeze at. A couple hundred thousand dollars a year is nothing to sneeze at. It's $170,000 a year saved, whatever. It's nothing to sneeze at. So I can understand if robots are working, they work well, do the job. Very low maintenance. A little bit of oil once in a while, maybe a part put in it, they run again. People are not that dependable, are they, sometimes? It's just the way it is. Things are starting to tighten up a little bit, and businesses are trying to find a way to survive. That's what they got to do. They have to make a profit. And here we go again with the border situation. Over and over again, we hear more and more of this, and nothing that I can see been done about it on the federal level at all. Nothing been done about it. Nothing. I know Texas and Arizona and some other states are starting to get a little ticked off and trying to do something, but folks, it seems like it's almost an unfixable problem. It's almost like the states are afraid to do too much because they don't want to rile the people or the federal government. But I'm going to tell you what. They're going to do something. I don't care who they offend. You have to protect your home. I don't care who they offends, who makes angry, or who maybe will say, hire you than office. You got to protect your home. This country is our home. Migrant caravan in Mexico heads for U.S. border as American summit starts. Several thousand migrants, many from Venezuela, set off from southern Mexico early Monday, aiming to reach the United States, timing the journey to coincide with the summit of the Americas in Los Angeles this week. Migration activists said the group will be one of the region's largest migrant caravans in recent years. At least 6,000 people, according to Reuters witnesses, left the border city of Tapachula. Mexico's National Institute for Migration did not provide an estimate of the group size and provided no additional comment on the caravan. Caravan organizer Luis Garcia Villagran said the group represented various nationalities of people fleeing hardship in their home countries, including many from Venezuela. These are countries collapsing from poverty and violence, he said. We strongly urge those who attend the summit to look at what is happening and what could happen even more from off to Mexico if something is not done soon. So they're running from poverty and violence. They may be running into more of it here than they left behind. Only so long can a welfare system feed people that don't work or that don't want to work, come in to be freeloaders. If they come in to work even, they're going to find out maybe it's not the dream it thought it was going to be. Violence is increasing everywhere. Just like the Bible said, it wasn't days of Noah, so she'd been turning a son of man. Violence is throughout the land. And we're seeing it. No matter what the reasons are, it makes no difference what the reasons are, it's happening. The people are trying to escape poverty and violence. We will see. It's just a sad situation when a country that was once the light on the hill has turned into such a chaotic state that they can't even manage their own affairs. Folks, when we have a nation that can't even feed its own children, or won't feed its own children, I should say. I have a listener to our broadcast up in Canada named Jeff. Canada took a picture and showed me there are no baby food shortages in Canada and no shortage of groceries overall anywhere in Canada. America is being targeted. America is being targeted to be taken down. It's our turn. America the mighty, folks, has stumbled, and she is falling. Hand recount drops Democrat winner to third place. Voting machines off by thousands. I'm not going to read this. Going to be one paragraph. I just want to read it and make a few comments. A primary election in Georgia had been called into question following a hand recount which revealed the voting machines were off by thousands of ballots, resulting in the Democrat winner being relegated to third place, according to Atlanta Journal-Constitution. I don't know what to say about this. Anyone who knows anything about what's happening at all knows that the elections were stolen in this past election 2020. We know that. But folks, that's the first time it happened when Obama's in office also. Computers can be programmed to do what they want to. And here's another proof that the winner actually was in third place when the actual ballots were counted. How long before we realize that we're being conned, have been conned with these so-called voting machines for years? We have been taken, folks, over and over again. When will we realize that we cannot trust those in charge to run the elections. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm beginning to think that vote doesn't really matter a whole lot anyway, because they don't pay attention to what you're saying. They haven't for years. Why would they pay attention to what you're saying? Do you think they really care that you're concerned about gun control, for example? If they were, it wouldn't be brought up again. It would not be brought up if they were truly concerned. But they're not. They're just in there to try to please you long enough that maybe to stay in office to make another year of profitability for them. Maybe that concerns a little bit, but overall, they really don't care what you think. You don't even pay them. They're not paid out of your taxes. They're paid by IMF, International Monetary Fund. They work for a foreign entity. Didn't know that, did you? But they do. Iran proposes new currency for trade with China, Russia, India, Pakistan, and Shanghai Cooperation Organization. Another stab at the dollar's hegemony. The dollar is going to cease being the world's standard. And boy, oh boy, you're going to see inflation then. Iran proposed a new currency for trade with China, Russia, India, Pakistan, and other members of the corporation and organization. This could help circumvent illegal Western sanctions and weaken U.S. dollar hegemony. The 2018 summit of Shanghai Corporation Organization, Iran has proposed creating a new currency to trade with China, Russia, India, Pakistan, and other members of Shanghai Corporation Organization. Tehran sent a letter to SCO in 2022 suggesting a new currency could help the Eurasian nations strengthen their bilateral trade with each other, according to Iran's Foreign Minister for Economic Diplomacy. As Eurasian currency, a Eurasian currency would also make it easier for these countries to circumvent unilateral Western sanctions, which are illegal under international law. Such a development would directly challenge the U.S.-dominated financial system and the status of the dollar as a de facto global reserve currency. The U.S. dollar is still used in a majority of global trade transactions, although the overall percentage is shrinking year by year. Brazil's left-wing leader Lula da Silva has summarily pledged that if he wins October 22 presidential election, he will create a new currency for trade with Latin America called the SUR, South, what that means, in order to combat the dependency on the dollar. The Shanghai Corporation is a Eurasian political and economic alliance that brings together countries representing more than 40% of global population and roughly one-third of the world GDP. Hear that? They represent 40% of the world population and one-third of the world's GDP. If they drop the dollar, folks, that's going to hurt. 30%, which will save its value, will be gone. Wow. Don't go away. Back at the break. Don't you lay it on the line. I need to hear it just one more time. Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight? Each and every heart.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks. Again, we are back. This is Pastor Butch Paul, filling up Melody. This is Financial Survival on 6 June 2022. Melody's number is 800-375-4188. And I will tell you now, now is the time to buy what you want in precious metals. I promise you, folks, that I can't see it getting much lower. I really can't. Now, back to some more information that I think is a concern, because this is worldwide activity. Chinese fighter planes intercept Australian aircraft during routine activity. Man, that, well, sure, it's morbid, but other regions of the world are heating up for war, and intentions are growing. That's not a good sign. Chinese fighter planes intercepted an Australian aircraft in the South China Sea region during a routine surveillance activity by Australia in international airspace, the Department of Security said in a news release Saturday. The intercept resulted in a dangerous maneuver, causing a safety threat to the Australian RAAF P-8 maritime aircraft and its crew on May 26th. The Australian government says it has raised concerns about the interception of the Chinese to the Chinese government. Defense has four decades undertaken maritime surveillance activities in the region, and does so in accordance with international law, exercising the right to freedom of navigation and overflight international waters and airspace. The incident comes just after multiple sources in the Canadian forces said, and the federal government told Global News, that Chinese jets were repeatedly buzzing a Canadian surveillance plane over international waters as part of a United Nations mission. Since the spring, there have been approximately 60 intercepts with Chinese fighter jets. Over two dozen have been dangerous, sources have told Global News. What's coming out of that? I don't know. Why they're doing it, I really don't know that either. I don't know what situations are behind all that, but we're seeing that the friction increase between, we'll say, the north or the east and the west, and I don't see that it's going to go away anytime soon, because there just doesn't seem anybody wants to give in, make any effort to work things out. It's like between Russia and Ukraine. Who's negotiating? Who's trying to figure things out? Nobody. Nobody. Both sides are just like they just don't care who gets hurt. Almost like they want to go into World War III. No one right mind wants to think about that, I wouldn't think. But folks, that would be something that the whole world will suffer from, not just the nations at war. U.S. South Korea fire missiles to sea matching North's launches. Tit for tat, folks. You shoot your shotgun, I'll shoot mine. You shoot your rifle, I'll shoot my rifle. You shoot 10, I'll shoot 10. The U.S. and South Korea militaries launched 8 ballistic missiles into the sea Monday in a show of force, matching a North Korean missile display a day earlier that extended a provocative streak in weapons demonstration. The Allies' live fire exercise involved 8 Army tactical missile system, 8 Army tactical missile system system missiles, one American, 7 South Korean. They were fired into the South Korean eastern waters across 10 minutes following notification for the air and maritime safety, according to South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff and U.S. Forces Korea. The tit-for-tat missile launches were aimed at demonstrating the ability to respond swiftly and accurately to the North Korean's attacks, the South Korean military said. The South military on Sunday detected North Korean firing 8 short-range missiles over 35 minutes from at least four different locations, including from western and eastern coastal areas and two inland areas north of and near the capital, Pyongyang, in what appeared to be a single-day record for the country's ballistic launches. So now we're going to shoot things into the air, shoot guns into the air to see who makes the most noise, who can be the biggest threat, I suppose. But that is unrest in another part of the world. Australia and China's having problems. Canada's had problems with China intercepting their planes. Now we have North Korea and South Korea firing back in the air, back and forth, saying, look, I got them, you too, you got them. I mean, we'll just match what you're doing. It's almost like a game. It's almost like a game of dare, truth and dare. It is. It's really a scary situation. It's a game. It's like, I'll fire my guns, you fire yours, and we'll see what's the most and the biggest. That's a scary time, the scary thing to think about, that we are in such a situation in the world that we have nations acting like children. Maybe they're both flesh and muscle. Maybe one's afraid the other's going to attack. I don't know. But it certainly is not a peaceful thing to look at in the world's situation today. The IDF drills for a devastating war on home soil in the way. It was a drill on a level that the IDF had never carried out before. Thousands of troops and hundreds of aircraft and Navy vessels all trained together in going to war against Israel's enemies on all fronts and in all dimensions, including a strike in Iran. Chariots of Fire brought the Israeli military to a new standard. That's the name of the exercise, folks, Chariots of Fire. Brought the Israeli military to a new standard. As troops practiced responding to emergency events in multiple theaters simultaneously while under heavy rocket fire from all borders, especially from the north. The Israeli army expects the home front to be bombarded with 1,500 rockets a day until the last day of the war. The attacks would wreck the country with dozens of buildings and sites destroyed and hundreds killed and wounded. IDF assessments state that while it's unlikely that Hezbollah will attack Israel in the near future, the northern border remains the most explosive, and both sides have warned that the next conflict between the two would be devastating. Okay, let's sink in. The next conflict will be devastating. Thousands of Lebanese civilians and Hezbollah operatives will also be killed or wounded in the war, and cities in South Lebanon, as well as the capital Beirut, will be heavily bombarded by the Israeli military. The already heavily bombed Gaza Strip would also be heavily hit. Where does it end? What part of the world is not flexing muscles? I mean, from Russia to Australia to Israel, the Eastern Front, so to speak, is the Mideast, the Far East. All over this, it's just moving on and on. China has warned the U.S. to quit trying to make trade deals with Taiwan now, folks. China said for the U.S. to back off. You're not to make trade deals with Taiwan. Taiwan is part of China, according to their agreement. And that's what the agreement says. They're part of China. So I don't know exactly what's going to happen with that. But when the U.S. is not going to be free to make trades with other nations because China said no for Taiwan, for example. And, of course, considering that Taiwan, I guess, lawfully, according to all the treaties, after so many years, becomes part of China, that's already been done. Maybe all they're doing is saying leave our country alone. That's what they think. I mean, they do believe Taiwan is part of the country. They're just saying back off, don't bother us. I don't know. It's something to think about. It isn't good to think about, maybe, but it's something to think about because we're seeing another front where tensions are growing again. Again, it's in the Far East, the Middle East, but it's still tensions that are growing every day. Russian auto sales plunge 83.5% in May, another historic dive. Now, folks, when nations suffer economically, they start looking outside their borders. Remember that. Car sales in Russia plunged 83.5% in May to another historic low, the Association of European Business said on Monday, as Western sanctions have decimated Russia's auto industry with parts shortages and spiraling prices. Russia sent troops on Ukraine on February 24th, and sales of new cars have been falling since March as sanctions blocked main supply chains. Last month, only 24,268 vehicles were sold, AEB said. A year earlier, sales were six times greater. Top Western car makers led by Renault either suspended operations or left Russia since sanctions took effect. The only car industry depends on the country's car industry depends on global supplies, and the shortage of parts has shrunk production volumes several times since February 24. According to Russia's statistics agency Rosstat, car prices have jumped nearly 50% since the start of the year, slamming demand in a country where household incomes have declined while inflation has been hovering near 20-year highs. That's not a lot of difference it is here as far as car prices and inflation, is it? I mean, car prices here in used cars have gone up at least 50% over the last year and a half. At least that much. And they're getting scarce on the lots. Yeah, they went up at least that much. Inflation has been at record highs, too. So, what difference between us and Russia? Maybe, I mean, Russia doesn't, I'm sure, doesn't sell the car, have the car volume we do. But people are struggling there also. Let's get this article here because it's kind of important. Nuclear war is coming. Putin's mouthpiece threatens West with World War III war. Now, folks, I don't think they would waste space on their TVs in Russia to say this unless something was really meant. Russia's political scientist Sergei Mikhayev used Russia's state-controlled TV to send a nuclear warning to the West. Speaking on Russia's Channel 1, he threatened that the weapons that keep reaching Ukraine will see the war in Ukraine escalate into World War III. The nuclear war is coming, he added, after warning the West don't understand what happens next. I mean, folks, we do understand. Maybe there are people who do that really want this war to understand. Maybe they have plans to benefit from it. But the people, the common folks like myself, I may see it and understand that's going to be really bad, but I can't understand how bad it's going to be. Most people can't. Speaking live on Russian state TV, Mr. Mikhayev said the West, talk about how many more weapons are being sent and how frightening these weapons are. They don't understand what happened next. They all say terrible weapons are arriving over there. They keep coming in and coming. They promise not to use them a certain way, but most likely they will do it anyway. And that will lead to World War III. Then we're being told, calm down, comrades, everything will be all right. Those guys will send weapons, and so will others. They will most likely try to use them. A common man asked, what happens next? Next, World War III. The nuclear war is coming. That's all. That's pretty clear. I don't think that a man of this high ranking in office would put out a worldwide notice on Russian TV that this is imminent if it were not imminent. I don't think that they would do that. I wouldn't see any benefit in it at all. Are they trying to scare the West into submission and backing off? If they are, it's not working. Maybe it should, but it's not. And we do keep sending more weapons to Ukraine. We certainly do. And it doesn't seem to be any let up on that from us. Even though we can't afford to take care of ourselves, we're sending weapons to Ukraine. We're depleting our own supplies. We're depleting our own assets to supply another country that, of course, we've bolstered for years because it is an elite nation run by the elite, just like America is. So we support them because they are run by the same people. They've been a clearinghouse for a lot of things, including sex trafficking, child trafficking, drugs, biochemicals for engineering, bioweapons. They've been clearinghouse for that also. That's one of the reasons why Russia went into there. That's what they said, folks. Now, one more topic. The Guardian partners with Bill Gates to push lab-made baby formula plus other things you should know about fake food. We can't feed our children, so here comes Bill Gates to the rescue. Bill Gates appears to be behind the push to stop breastfeeding and encourage uptake of milk, bio milk, M-I-L-Q, buy oat milk, a cell-cultured human milk made in a lab, along with other varieties of fake food. Synthetic lab-made food can't compare to food that comes from you in nature in terms of nutrition or environmental protection. And when you depend on fake food, your very survival is also dependent on a handful of companies that manufacture them. I wonder if that's by accident. Would that be by accident they want to control all the food? Nearly every large meat and dairy processor manufacturer has acquired or developed a plant-based meat and dairy substitutes. This protein industry convergence is jeopardizing the resilience of the food system and reducing the genetic diversity of livestock and crops. When you factor in soy production as well as use of conventional energy sources, lab-grown meat may be worse for the environment than conventionally produced chicken and pork. Thankfully, there are signs that the fake meat industry will be falling apart before it ever gets off the ground. Shares of Meat Beyond lost $6 billion since March 2020 due to weak sales growth. To save the planet and support your health, skip all the fake meat and alternatives and opt for real food that's being raised under regenerative grass-fed methods. Well, what can I say? Food control is people control. Why do you think they want to disarm America? A disarmed people, folks, are helpless against tyranny in about every way. Y'all have a great night. Maybe I'll see my broadcast tonight at 8 o'clock, and I'll see you back Wednesday. Melody with you, Mark, Dave. Y'all have a good one. Bye-bye.
I work all night. I work all day and pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.